Sybil.
Merry New Year, Mr. Joyner.
From Chicago, Damon Williams.
Good morning, Sybil. Good morning, Mr. Joyner. Welcome back.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Merry, merry, happy, happy.
Yeah, it's been a while.
It's been a minute.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
My
yeah.
seat feels funny. Somebody's butt.
got the imprint.
Yeah, Skip, you gained some weight? this chair don't feel right.
It don't feel right.
Yeah, dip in it, huh?
Yeah, you know the sway. Got that big butt sway in it. All right.
Wow.
Everybody had a good New Year?
It was good. It was.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did you?
Oh, I had a great New Year.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Better than some people.
Did you talk?
I was in Times Square.
Oh, wow.
But I did not see the performance of Mariah Carey.
Oh, my goodness.
But I was.
No one did.
I wasn't.
The performance we saw was not what she intended, sure.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that was. And she says she was set up.
Who sabotaged her?
It was the producers of the.
Why the producers sabotage her?
She said that in order to get attention and to get ratings.
To get ratings?
Uh-huh.
Well, you can't get ratings after the fact.
Right.
No one knew she was going.
And Dick Clark's people, the production people, say that she defamed them.
I could see if she said Nick Cannon paid them to do that.
Or the Russian.
But Nick ain't got no money, man. Come on.
And Nick's been sick now.
And
come
Nick's
on.
Been sick.
He got enough to pay for a sabotage for a song or two. Not a whole show, but I think he could afford a one miss out. But here's the thing. She told the audience to sing along, which means
right.
they could hear the song. So once they started singing, that would tell you where you are in the song, and she could have sang along with them.
And the dancers and the background people were still, you know, doing their
thing. Yeah, the choreography was on point. Oh, yeah. And if you Mariah Carey, tell them stop the music, and I'll sing it a cappella. But no.
No, you can't stop the track once it starts. That's the thing.
Somebody could stop a track.
No, you can't.
Oh, okay.
I'm telling you. Once that track starts, if you mess up, the track keeps, and the band, you heard the saying, and the band played on. That's where it comes.
It's Mariah. She couldn't have, like Damon said, she couldn't have just said, okay, I got this. I'm Mariah.
They could have stopped the track, but it'd have been 15 minutes after she messed up.
Well, I just know when Dennis Edwards' track messed up, he clapped his hand three times and the Temptations sang the whole rest of the song.
Okay.
Remember that?
Okay.
At the family reunion.
Yeah.
But that's family reunion, and this is network television live from Times Square, broadcast all over the world.
Wow.
It's not as simple as the family reunion. We just put a pause button on our stuff.
Yeah.
But you can't do that
Man.
For network television.
Well, there was the whole, you know, it was the earpiece, it was this, it was that, and
I felt sorry for her.
She was cramping. It was everything.
She looked good, though.
She looks.
She did do that.
She looked good.
She looks great.
I mean, if you're going to mess up, look good.
Doing it.
That's right. Yeah. She looked real good. Yeah.
So, you know, whether she didn't come to the sound check, whether she had earpiece problems, it was a mess up.
But this isn't the first time, right?
No.
Wasn't it last year, year before last? She had voice problems?
There was another issue, yeah.
And she's always got issues.
Yeah. Yeah. But.
Yeah.
I don't know how bad this was in the grand scheme of things, but I need to check on Don Lemon.
Don Lemon.
I need to check on our friend Don Lemon.
What happened to my friend, Don Lemon?
Nobody had a better New Year's Eve time than Don Lemon. Tell him, Sybil.
How about his New Year's Day? Maybe that wasn't the good part. When you create a hashtag for somebody's performance, that might not always be a good thing.
What did he do?
Hashtag drunk Don Lemon on CNN New Year's Eve. I mean,
and that's
drunk.
That's the white Twitter. Our Twitter said hashtag drunk ass Don Lemon.
Okay, okay, okay. He started doing shots, I think it was of tequila, like 3 hours before midnight. And
live on TV?
Live on CNN. And his partner, Brooke, she kind of put her drinks to the side. Don was taking it to the... And at one point, there was a question of whether he was going to get something pierced or get a tattoo.
Live.
Now, Kathy Griffin suggested he get his nipple pierced. He ended up getting an ear pierced. And he also talked about his private life.
What did he say?
He's like, this is the year that I'm not going to be so selfish in my relationships. I was like,
that's the way down.
Oh, Don, no. It was.
He had the thick tongue.
Oh, my gosh. He was at one point, he talked about how bad 2016 was, and then there was nothing. It was like they cut his mic. It was like,
right. You know what? Beautiful. I'm drunk. Beautiful. Kiss my.
Did he say that?
He might as well have, Tom. And I wanted to check on him yesterday. I just didn't know how. I mean, I was just like, dude, really? This is not the way you want to, you know, have the world. And this is CNN.
This is around the world.
CNN.
Yeah, this is around the world. This is CNN.
Well,
Don
CNN
Lemon is
drunk as.
Yeah, CNN needs to stay in their lane, though. You know, that was an entertainment piece. And Don is a journalist. And you can't get journalists and entertainment all mixed up.
And Don wants to be entertainment.
He is, yeah.
And he wants.
Don is entertainment.
He is entertaining.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
Two drinks, Don is entertaining.
Wow.
He was taking shots live on scene.
Oh, my God, Tom.
Only thing would have been better if he could have interviewed Trump while he was drunk.
You're right. As many interviews as he had with Donald Trump last year, you would think that that would have been something they would have set up.
How was your crowd in Chicago, Damon?
Oh, we had a great time at Star Plaza. Eddie LeVert, of course, when OJ put on a fantastic show.
Oh, my God.
Marshall Thompson and the Shy Lights as well.
Oh.
But Eddie, you know, I'm thinking, you know, it's an older crowd, so I'm going to watch my tongue, keep my language in order. Here come Eddie.
Here comes
he
Eddie.
More than me.
With Tourette's.
Yeah,
and he didn't have his medication.
Oh, it was more deliberate. It wasn't even no Tourette's. You got it in. But I tell you what, the OJs put on a fantastic show. The Star Plaza Theater was scheduled to be demolished, but they got a reprieve.
Oh,
so the
nice.
Building is staying around. And based on that show, the Damon Williams New Year's Eve Comedy Bash will be returning in 2017.
Nice.
All right.
Yes.
All right.
Congratulations.
That was the easiest I ever had New Year's. All I had to do was show up, do 25 minutes, and take the check. It was a fantastic New Year's Eve time. Thank you.
Okay. All right.
Wow.
Check in at 646-464.
Please let us know.
Tell us how your New Year's Eve was.
And happy anniversary, Damon. This was your first.
Thank you. Yes, I definitely performed. And then I was walking off like, oh, I need to come back. I came back to the mic. Happy anniversary, baby. We got married on this stage last year. And it was a fun night. Yes, indeed.
All right.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Happy Monday, everybody. It's a new year, a new week, and lots of new things coming to the TJMS. This morning, it's Sybil, Damon, and Tom Jenner from Tuskegee, Alabama. The official holiday is today, and our new lineup with Lavelle Crawford and Kim Whitley starts tomorrow. Chris Paul has the NFL wrap-up coming up next, and more on the TJMS.